Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Second man sentenced in $130,000 fraud case targeting elderly woman. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The second of two men accused of stealing $130,000 from an 87-year-old woman has been sentenced to prison. According to court documents, on August 20th, District Court Judge Matthew Castano sentenced 39-year-old Sean John to 4 to 6 years behind bars for conspiracy to commit theft, along with drug possession charges. John will also pay $130,000 in restitution jointly with co-defendant Donald Cross. Cross was sentenced earlier this year to 5 to 10 years, suspended for probation after pleading no contest in the case. The scheme was uncovered in January 2023 when bank employees noticed suspicious withdrawals from the victim's account. Investigators later discovered the men tricked her into writing checks for bogus business ventures and even tried to secure power of attorney over her assets. Authorities say John was arrested in Colorado after missing a sentencing date and extradited back to Campbell County in May. Judge Castano credited John with nearly 300 days already served. Campbell County Commissioners to weigh nuclear waste ballot measure. The Campbell County Board of Commissioners will be discussing nuclear waste during their meeting this morning. On the agenda is the consideration of a resolution that could give county residents a direct say on nuclear waste storage. If approved, the measure would place the issue on the November 2026 general election ballot, asking voters whether they want nuclear waste storage permitted in Campbell County. Until then, the resolution would prohibit any interim storage, consolidated storage, or deep geological repositories for spent nuclear fuel in the county. The proposal comes as interest in nuclear energy grows across Wyoming. The federal government continues to search for temporary storage sites for spent fuel, while state lawmakers are debating whether to expand Wyoming's role in nuclear storage. A 2022 law allows nuclear plants like TerraPower near Kemmer to store their own waste on site, but bans the import of waste from outside the state. Today's meeting starts at 9 a.m. in the commission chambers at 500 South Gillette Avenue. It will be broadcast live on GPA TV channel 192 with a recording available later on the channel's online archive. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.